So I just wanted to say a few things before we all depart. So first of all, I'm saying this on behalf of all of the organizers. I guess my name, Liantao Wang, Yuval Grossman, who unfortunately couldn't be here, and Tim Tate are on the poster. We also got a lot of help from Joanne, Jonathan, who also unfortunately is not here, Stefano and Marcella. And so I hope you guys thank all of them, because they put a lot of effort, not only me, into this meeting. So secondly, I'd like to thank the KITP staff, who were very generous with their time and resources. And so in particular, Melissa Calvin spent a huge effort getting all the real organization of this meeting. We are very grateful to her. Craig Kunimoto was doing all the AV. Monica Curry, I think, is the lady who's driving the van and taking care of you guys, so we really appreciate it. Okay, the next I'd like to thank the speakers. And I should say that I was particularly struck by something Catherine said, and I'd like to reiterate it. Especially for the rapporteur speakers, the organizers decided intentionally to go to people who we've heard talk about physics, but we haven't had up here talking about the priorities for the field. So this is David, Eduardo, Muchen Chen, and then Jesse and Catherine today, who both, I think, made statements about being out of their comfort zone. And that's actually the reason we chose them. And I think they did a wonderful job with that responsibility. So I'd really like to express my gratitude to them. Finally, I'd like to thank you guys for taking time out from just writing your papers to come to a discussion that's half physics and half policy. I mean, I think this has been a very, this meeting has been very interesting, has had a very interesting physics content, but that hasn't been the entire purpose of it. And so, thank you for showing up and participating in the discussions. I'd also like to point out that this is just a step of a longer process. So in the summer, terminating in August, we're going to write these snowmass reports. And those are supposed to make clear, as I said before, the scientific opportunities for high energy physics in the next couple of decades. Those reports will have to talk about priorities in terms of what can be done, what can be accomplished in various directions. We've had a lot of interesting discussions here about how we should set those priorities, large experiments, small, definite goals, goals that are, people said, fishing expedition, but in a positive sense, that there really might be something out there, ground to cover. And I hope you folks will take away from this the idea that these questions are not settled, that you need to think about it, and you need to participate in this process and help us get the right answer. I think we've really understood, especially from the talks from the agencies and from the talks we heard yesterday afternoon, that this is a process in which it's very easy to get clear answers that are wrong. And getting the right answer is very non-trivial. And by the way, you shouldn't trust those of us with gray hair to get the right answer, because we're the people who screwed it up. And so if you want the right answer, you gotta think about it and make sure that that conclusion comes through. And so please get involved in the snowmass process, look at the wiki, get involved in the groups that are writing the snowmass reports, make sure those reports have the right information in them. I think all the information how to get in touch with those people is available on the SNOMES wiki site. But if you have any questions, write to me, Joanne, or Jonathan, and we will get you headed in the right direction. After SNOMES, there will be the P5 process that was described to us by the people from the agencies. And that process is, it's really very important. It's where the money goes in our field for at least the next 5 years and probably sets a trend for how the money will flow on a longer scale than that. So you guys, don't ignore it. You have to, maybe one or two of you might even be on P5 given the large size of P5 this year, but you have to know who's on P5, you have to write to them, you have to tell them to do the right thing in your opinion as you've thought it out. And it's absolutely crucial. It's the whole future of physics. So I hope you folks will take this seriously, get involved in it, as I say, help us come to the right conclusion. So once again, thanks to all of you for being here. Thanks to the CAATP, and safe journey home. Good luck to you.